Hi, and you're through to the first episode of Console Chaos with me, Lockie, and
Carlossy.
What we're going to bring you to is loads of old classic music and video game music from the 1990s right through until present.
Even 1980s.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, basically. I'm just going to give you loads of computer game music, some really epic tunes, and also some of the best of the best. So, sit back, relax, and just enjoy the show. Again, it is our only first episode, so we're just going to give you a huge mega mix just to give you a bit of a taste of what we're about.
So we're ranging from retro music to modern music, so hopefully we'll appease all tastes. So here's the first track, which is Tricky Maze from Sonic Adventure 1. And that was Tricky Maze for the Lost World from Sonic Adventure 1. The reason why we've chosen the first two songs for Sonic Adventure is because it's one of our favourite games of all time. I'm sure Lockie agrees.
Yeah, no, certainly. I think, to be honest with you, I think over the past few years playing computer games, I mean, I've been playing Sonic since obviously 1991 when Sonic was first out on the Master System. Ever since then, I've always been a huge fan. I'll be honest with you, not too keen on the new games as such. I'm always a bit retro, if that's perspective, but still.
Retro is always the way to go, in my opinion.
Well, this is it, you know what I mean? I've always preferred all the games, same with Mario's, but yeah, that's the main reason as to why we picked the first couple of songs to be the Sonic ones. And to be honest with you, I think they're probably the best ones as well, in our opinion. Again, if you wish to have any songs, then always get yourselves down in the chat room. And also got an email address and everything, so just send us through your request and we'll be more than happy to play exactly what you want as well.
And definitely we're lucrative as possible. We can choose any song that you feel like. So we'll be bringing some subjective tracks, such as like futuristic music, retro music, music from racing games, fighting games, platformers, anything.
Yeah, we've even got survival horror in there. I mean, come on, we've got Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, one of them crying out loud.
And Resident Evil. I mean, how diverse can you be?
Yeah, well, this is it. But anyway, just so you know, next song is going to be Snowy Mountain from, again, Sonic Adventure. And it's coming to you right now.
I chose this track because it's got a beautiful acoustic intro and it's just a beautiful song.
Check it out. And that was Snowy Mountain from Sonic Adventure. Now, yeah, as mentioned before, we're big Sega and Nintendo fans, and this is what this radio station is all about, so let everybody know about it, just get on here, and we're going to be releasing one now every single week, so get down here and just get involved with it, get us, tell us your tracks, exactly what you want us to play, we'll get it on for you.
If you don't, we'll kill you!
But that's it, we just want to get you all the best music out, we just want to get you obviously all the best music available, but all in one actual sitting, so rather than actually going out getting all the different musics, this is the place where you want to be. Anyway, enough chat, next songs, we're going to be playing to you next Guile's and Ryu's theme from Street Fighter, two awesome fighting games that again I've been brought upon, and I think Carlos has been the same as well, really.
Brilliant game by Capcom, one of the greatest computer game companies of all time.
Well, yeah, absolutely awesome. I mean, the fighting games are legendary, especially with these two theme tunes that are coming up. So,
obviously, first one, I mean, I know a lot of trolls out there all like this one because Guile's theme goes with anything.
Yeah, even Jean-Claude Van Damme played with him anyway. But yeah, stick around. Next two tracks, Guile and Ryu's theme. Okay. Enjoy. And that was the themes from Street Fighter, Guile and Ryu. Not going to speak much on this, to be honest with you. Like I said, that's not what we're about. We're just on about playing good music to you. So the next one is from Need for Speed, an actual soundtrack that's played properly in terms of it being done by a proper artist.
Basically what we're trying to do is give people an insight to what the computer game music's all about, really. Just a lot of people are wet behind the ears to, like, well, I don't think that, like, artists in computer games are getting enough credit, so that's what our mission in life is, to get them known as well as possible, and just to
enjoy the music, really, yeah. You know what I mean, just to get them heard. But I mean, if you're new to all this, and I mean, by all means, just stick around. And like I said, we're gonna get an episode out to you every week now. So.
And if you haven't heard anything that you like so far, maybe you like what's coming up.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, we've still got a fair few tracks to play for you tonight. So.
All different genres. I mean, like I said, we're here to please everyone.
Yeah. Anyway, again, next song is gonna be one from Need for Speed. Get Low from
Little John from Need for Speed Underground.
Check it out!
Check it!
Yeah.
And that was Get Low by Little John from Need for Speed Underground. Next we've got a very different song, going back in time with Mega Man. This is the Cutman stage from Mega Man, so I hope you enjoy this.
Mega Man!
And that was Mega Man's Cut Man. What we're going to do for you next is I'm going to bring you some free, fast-paced tracks.
Futuristic songs. These are just basically uplifting songs that we thought were pretty... Well, they kind of just fit the mood.
Yeah, I mean, they're quite fast-paced, so I think you should like these. So we're going to play three on the track now. So the first one's going to be Jet Set Radio, Sweet Soul Brother, followed by...
F-Zero-GX, Phoenix...
And then Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles 4 with Sewer Surfing. So kick back and enjoy.
Sweet soul, brother, sweet, sweet soul.
Okay, so we've just decided as a last minute decision to insert another song to our uplifting track list. This one is from a classic game from PlayStation 1. I remember playing it countless times on just a demo disc. This is the Onion Rap from
Papa the Rapper.
Papa the Rapper, Master Chop Chop. Kick Punch! Enjoy.
Kick punch is all in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach ya, sure to beat ya. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
kick,
punch,
punch,
jump,
tap,
block,
block.
Once more now, kick,
kick,
punch,
punch,
jump,
tap,
and block. It's gonna get rocky. We're gonna move down to the next jockey. Now duck,
duck,
jump,
jump,
turn,
turn,
pause, listen carefully. Jump,
jump,
pause,
pause,
duck,
duck,
and turn,
turn.
Yeah, I see you're getting better. Kick to the limit in order to get her. Now kick, punch,
kick, punch,
jump, block,
chop, block,
jump, kick,
chop, kick,
punch, block,
punch, block.
It's gonna get harder now, duck and jump,
duck, jump,
turn and pause,
turn, pause,
duck and turn,
duck, turn,
jump and pause. Why don't you follow my words, because we're almost done. I'll make it easier first. I wanna see if you wanna see what it means to be the man with a master plan. Are you the man now? Here we go now. Kick, punch, block.
Kick, punch, block.
Chop, kick, block.
Chop, kick, block.
Block, duck, and kick it.
Block, turn, kick.
Block, duck, punch.
Block, duck, punch.
Duck, duck, turn. Jump, kick, jump,
jump, kick, jump,
and punch, punch, punch,
punch, punch, punch,
and that's it for today. Good job, Parappa. You can go on to the next stage now.
Yahoo! All right.
And that was the Onion Rap from Papa the Rapper. Basically, I've got coming up for you next, obviously keeping on the theme of a bit of rhythm. So we've got two tracks coming up from Busta Groove. Obviously, you'll probably remember this, been on PlayStation 1. One of those games where it does take a bit of getting used to, I think. What would you say, Carlos?
Yeah, it's bloody hard.
But yeah, I remember playing this actually at mate's house, and I've played it a few times. I got a bit frustrated, but eventually, it's just one of those games where you just end up just wanting to play it over and over again. The first one we've got up is Heat, and then also we've got the main one from Busta Groove. Obviously, I don't even need to introduce this one. So again, just kick back and enjoy.
Get up, 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 get up
that was Buster Groove. Just so you know, we're now we're having a bit of a change of direction now with this evening's show. What we're going to do is now we're going to go into the survival horror of the game music.
We're picking two of the most popular survival horror games, Silent Hill and Resident Evil.
Along with a bit of Diddy Kong in there as well, one of the mellow tracks.
Yeah, I think we're just putting that in there because it's just it just fits along with the mood of the music.
So yeah, just check it out anyway.
So the
first off, we're gonna go for is Still Dawn from Resident Evil. Again, it is from the survival horror series. It's more of kind of a rocky, got good guitar solos and that kind of stuff. So yeah, check it out.
Check it out. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Forest Interlude from Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy Kong's Quest. Next, we've got a couple of songs coming up. These are the more eerie kind of songs that give you, like, kind of shivers up your spine, makes your hair stand on end, and kind of epic feeling that you're going to kick some boss's friggin' ass. So, we're going to start you off with Cooper's Road. Well, I would call it Bowser's Road, since that's the actual name of him. From Super Mario 64, epic theme. And then after that, we'll be giving you Psycho Mantis's theme from Metal Gear Solid 1. So enjoy these kick-ass themes. We'll be right back.
And that was Metal Gear Solid's Psychomancer's theme. Yeah, a bit one of those strange songs, really. But we thought we'd get it in the show anyway. So anyway, next up, we're getting two songs here from Final Fantasy VII. Both me and Carlos, we're big Final Fantasy fans.
Oh, yeah.
I think, to be honest with you, I mean, like most fans, I think most Final Fantasy fans enjoyed the Final Fantasy VII installment, but to be honest with you,
big leap from 2D to 3D, I think that's what did it, and its epic storyline.
Yeah. I mean, I remember first playing it, and I think, to be honest with you, I think when I first saw all three discs for it, I was like, what? What the hell? A game on 3Ds? What the hell is all this about? Anyway, enough blabbering. Next two songs is going to be Sandy Badlands and Who Am I from Final Fantasy VII. Check these out.
Mother. Thank you.
And that was the two songs from Final Fantasy VII, the Sandy Badlands and Who Am I. We're coming towards the end of the show now, unfortunately, but do stick around because we have got one last awesome track for you.
And we'll be back next week, hopefully with a bigger variety. This time we'll be doing a theme, so hopefully we'll please some particular audiences.
Yeah, well, check the website out. I mean, we're going to keep you fully up to date on what themes we're actually going to be doing.
We also would like to hear a lot of suggestions from our audiences as well.
Yeah, exactly. So check out the chat rooms. Obviously, all our email addresses are on there. So, I mean, don't be shy. Just email us just saying, look, we want this to be played. Can you do it? And I guarantee you we'll be able to do it for you. So
we'll even please the COD fags.
So, yeah, honestly, just get through to us and we'll play exactly what you want us to do. Anyway, we're going to finish off tonight's episode with one of the songs from Sonic Generations. Again, another Sonic one, and yeah, I know we started, but come on, we've got to finish one, haven't we? So
also, the best thing about this track is that it has both modern and classic versions of songs, so it's like leading from the classic into the modern, so it's just a perfect song to end on.
Exactly. So yeah, check it out next week. Yeah, we're going to have plenty of other tracks on. Like I said, we're open to suggestions. And obviously,
hopefully
just
we'll be a bit more drunk as well.
So yeah, just keep with us. And we'll give you some plenty more tunes to listen out for. So yeah, last song of the episode is Sonic Generations, the ending credits. See you later. See you next week.
Bye. Booyah.